This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
We avoided disaster. Not on this show, but me being a Lamar Jackson fan, the most electrifying man in sports and entertainment, Lamar Jackson. He got his foot stepped on during Wednesday's practice so bad where he had to go get x-rays on his foot. Fortunately for Lamar Jackson, it revealed no damage. Coach John Harbaugh said, he's fine and he's going to be good. Harbaugh said, I told the guys prayers do get answered. I was praying. So good news there for Lamar Jackson. You know, have you been hearing about what people are throwing on the court at WNBA games, Mike?
Yeah, I have. And I think it's inappropriate, and I'd rather they not do that.
It is inappropriate. It's not mildly funny. It's not.
That happened
Stop
at
it.
A Bills game.
Yeah, it's not funny. It's not.
You could like the sport or hate the sport. Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it. But an Ohio man has been arrested for throwing a sex toy at a WNBA game in New York, police said Thursday. It's the latest development in a string of disturbances in which similar toys, you guys know what they are, were tossed at WNBA games across the country, resulting in at least 3 arrests. Like, what are we doing here? It's Charles Burgess, 32, from Dayton, Ohio, was arrested Wednesday for allegedly throwing an object at the Dallas Wings and New York Liberty game on August 5th. New York police told the Associated Press. The object hit a 12-year-old girl. Come on. That's just awful. Dude, imagine if you brought your little girl to that game and she gets hit with one of those things. What are we doing? Burgess is being charged with 2 counts of assault. Good.
And like, one of those is assault on a minor.
Yeah. I mean,
that could be a felony.
It's just dumb. Like, what are you doing? If you buy tickets to go to the game, enjoy the game. If you don't care and you don't think the WNBA is your thing, Then don't go. Then just stop doing stupid things. Well, our society, man. Rams fans, you know I have problems with people throwing stuff on the field. Because Rams fans, student section, they tend to throw snowballs out on the field. And they got, I think their team got flagged for it once. Like, you're not impressing anybody.
Yeah.
Nobody thinks it's cool. Like, I mean, I know there are a lot of jokes, but it's not cool, man. And then you're hitting fans. You're hitting a little girl in the stands.
Who's trying to enjoy it.
Like, so stupid.
Sometimes you think, oh, haha, it's funny, but then put yourself in the shoes of other people who are trying to play the game, whether you respect them or not. People who are trying to watch the fans, who idolize these people, put yourself in their shoes. Like, mm-hmm. what if you're making a joke of an NFL game?
Yeah, you're making a joke of it. Like, yeah. That's what you're doing. You have a family cool. with a little girl that's probably really inspired by these women playing basketball. And you're making a mockery of it.
You know, get on the internet, make your own little YouTube video of, you know, some really terrible player missing a bunch of shots. We all know who. And
Angel
getting
Reese.
The rebounds.
Me,
we all know
me
who.
Bounds.
Yeah.
That's what we call me bounds. I love it. I think she should own that.
Oh,
she
yeah.
is, I think she
does.
Owning that. Yeah.
Like, get on YouTube and do your own little thing. Don't go to the court and do that. That's not mature. Be better.
Big Hub says, are they cutting the guy who stepped on his foot? Yeah. Well, it depends on who it is.
If it's a starting center, then no.
All right, I got an update on this story because we talked about Shedeur Sanders a little bit earlier this week with the Dylan Gabriel story, the entertainers versus the competitors thing. I said a lot can be gained by how Shedeur responds to this. You tell me if this is a good response. And this is like a positive thing for a rookie. He was asked about it, about the comments. And Shedeur said, honestly, I don't even think about nothing. I don't think about anything, Sanders said when asked about the comments. If it's not words or anything at this point, it can't do anything to me. I know that God put the ability and the power within me to not even think about nobody else's comments, not care. It is what it is. I spoke with him. He told me on the plane. He came up. He was like, nah, bro, that wasn't at you. I'm not tripping. Regardless of whatever it was, nobody's words or anything affects me. He said, do I feel like he did mean me? I don't know. And that's not on me to sit here and be like, oh, he did, he didn't. That's not going to change my life in any way. How do you feel about that response?
It's fine.
It's not over the top. It's not like, no, we're good, man. He said he wasn't talking about me. I believe him. That's what I would have been cool. But instead, he's just like, I don't know. That's not on me to judge it. It's not going to change my life in any way. He handled it. That would pass. That would pass as a response to a weird situation.
Now let's all let it go and focus on how bad the Browns are.
Yeah, let's do. So Shedeur is expected to play Saturday's preseason finale at home against the Los Angeles Rams.
What time is it?
I don't know.
I kind of want to watch that game if it's televised.
He said, let's see, Sanders would see the field. Cleveland will play its starters, including Joe Flacco, between 20 to 25 snaps. Stefanski said rookie Dylan Gabriel would be the backup and that Sanders would play third.
So this is basically what I am predicting for the season. Dylan Gabriel is going to be number two. Shedeur is going to be your number three.
So Kenny Pickett gets cut?
I think he gets cut. I don't think they carry four.
They're not going to carry four. That would just, I mean, but it is Cleveland. Like, it would be Cleveland.
Yeah.
Big Hub says, still weird to ask. I wouldn't have cared, but not a bad response. It's not a bad response. It's just not like an over the top, you know, no, we talked about it. He said he wasn't talking about me, and I'm going to take him at his word. Like, he didn't say that, but he just said, it doesn't affect me. It's fine. It wasn't like A+ response. I know Buffs fans are like, oh, he's got to please you. Yeah, he's going to be evaluated. Everything he does or says is going to be evaluated. When you're that popular, that's what happens.
Yeah, and when you've made that many mistakes, you're going to be evaluated for the things that you say.
Yeah, and I mean, when you say mistakes, like, sure.
Speeding.
He's speeding. That's two speeding tickets.
Boom boxing on the field.
Well, he was walking in the tunnel and had a guy, one of the players next to him, holding a boombox as he entered.
You know that was his idea, though.
I don't know. Somebody could have brought it up and said it. But, you know, whatever. So that was the top story, one of the tops on ESPN. The second below that was the Travis Hunter deal. Travis Hunter's going to sit out practice, and he's going to miss Saturday's game. He has an upper body injury. So they're just going to not take any chances. He's not going to play. So should be okay. Sounds like it's not that big a deal.
I don't want a player who's potentially going to be one of the greatest players of all time
maybe
to get hurt. Even if I hate his team, even if he's not with the Broncos, you kind of like Deion was fun to watch. Deion's one of the most athletic players of all time. And even though I hated all the teams he was on,
yeah,
he was still fun to watch.
Big Hub's asking you, how were those mistakes, Mike? What, the speeding tickets? Like, those were mistakes.
Those were big mistakes.
I thought he made a mistake after the Nebraska game when he threw his offensive line under the bus. I thought he made a mistake when he told his dad not to put hands on Jay Norvell when they were going up to shake hands. I thought BFN made a mistake by calling out Shedeur on doing his Instagram stuff. I thought that was not a great look. Again, the timing of it wasn't the way it was pitched, but it was a mistake. I thought Shedeur made a mistake by not at least shaking his hand at the end of the game. You get over it. There's trash talk leading up to it. I mean, I don't watch UFC, but you see UFC guys trash talk each other leading up to it, and then they shake hands at the end most of the time. Sometimes they really hate each other, but That's what I'm thinking. Big Hub says the boombox. I think that was a mistake too.
I think that was a mistake. Yeah.
I'm a Broncos fan. If I saw Bo Nix do that last year, I would have said, "Uh-oh, who does this guy think he is? He doesn't. We don't even know if he's going to start. It could be Jarrett Stidham."
Yeah, that would have been a huge disaster for him and might have lost the locker room.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been a good look.
Unless the locker room wants him to do that, but it seems completely out of character. I'd never, in all the games that I had watched him before that, I'd never seen him be a person like that.
Now, are these mistakes by Shador, like, the most damning thing? No.
No, it speaks more to his personality.
I think, and people hate this, but I think he's a little cocky. I think he is. Yes, I think it's okay to say that. Yeah, his dad is cocky, too. It's not. Dude, if he's those two gentlemen are neither the first or last professional athletes to be labeled as cocky. Sometimes they are, and sometimes that's okay. That's not a problem.
Now, there's a difference between them being cocky and them being bad people, because I don't think he's a bad person.
I don't think either one of them are bad guys. I actually have heard Shador is a delight, actually, to talk to. That's what I've heard.
Yeah, and I respect that. So I'd rather him be really cocky and a good person than be a bad person who's, you know, humble.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, do they make the right decisions off the field is the question. Yeah, speeding tickets bad, but we've had speeding tickets before. I've never had like crazy speeding tickets. I've never gone like 30 miles over.
And neither have I.
Well, yeah,
I
mean, your scooter can only go like, what did you say, 15 miles per hour?
15 and a half.
That's cooking though.
17
that's
if I cooking. Really push it uphill.
Yeah, that's cooking. You can go 17 uphill?
17 if I go uphill and it that really work the motor.
It's faster uphill than going downhill?
Well,
that's an interesting scooter.
So if I'm pushing it really, really fast, once it, like really hard, once it gets uphill,
yeah,
it's going to be working really hard, and then it's not, it's automatic. Yep. Shut off won't kick in yet because it thinks it's going 15 and a half, and then suddenly it's like, oh, I'm at 17, better stop.
Big Hubs just says, I just need to know how a boombox is a mistake. He didn't get in trouble, so I'm confused. It's the optics of it. Is it a big mistake? Not really. No. But I think that a rookie quarterback who's not, especially he's not even going to be the starting quarterback, might not even be the second quarterback, might not even be the third quarterback, is entering the arena with a boombox, like WWE style. I said this on Monday, like, the reason WWE bad guys in the WWF, WWE, all the wrestling world, the reason they're over-the-top cocky and they do stuff like that, they enter with a boombox or they have whatever, is because they know the fans will get riled up. So I is it a major mistake or do you even label it a mistake? It's just a move that I would not have advised if I was in his life. But I'm sure his people and his family surrounding him were 100% for something like that.
Yeah, I would have been more of the, and maybe I'm more conservative in this way, I would have been more of the, hey, lay low, focus on your athleticism, focus on the playbook, focus on the overall team, and once you get a starting position, if you get a starting position, maybe you can trickle in some of this stuff and put your teammates in your hippity-hoppity rap videos.
Yeah, and listen, he played a good game. So he's learning that, I guess, I mean, if he can make it work and be that way and still play well, then all right, go for it. I like dudes that have a little something. I like guys that when they score a touchdown, they shake the ref's hands or they hand them the ball or whatever. I like that. But I also like dudes get together and do crazy dances over the top. I like that too. I like personalities in sports. I just thought as a rookie, so far down in the depth chart, it was a strange look.
Yeah.
Maybe not an ultimate mistake, but a strange look for sure.
And a side note, if you get a first down and you're dancing about that you better be like fifth string wide receiver. And you guys better be up ahead by 14. Like, no, don't get excited about a first down, guys. Don't do that.
I don't mind when they signal the first down and they get excited about it.
Yeah, but don't get too excited.
No, maybe not over the top, but yeah, a quick little celebration, move the chains kind of mark, that's fine.
Yeah, but if that's something that you do every game where you've done that like two or three times a game, like that is your job, don't get excited about, oh, yeah, I did my job. Oh, I'm the best. No, just be happy about it. But if you're like, if that's your catch of the game, then yeah, be excited.
Sanders making fun of my "I like dudes who get together and do crazy dances" comment. I do. I like dudes that get together and do crazy dances.
Well, that's because Tanner's just a prude.
Well, he's just jealous.
He can't dance,
dude. That guy hosts more square dances than anybody I know out at the Schwint barn raising party.
He raises the barn, then square dance, and then gets the cows in there out of the storm.
Yeah. One more on this one. Big Hub's just, and I get it, you're passionate about this one. So a mistake as it cost him his job? No. Or just to the media, it's a mistake. I think it's just like an appearance, a little bit of a mistake there. Is it going to be anything in 2 weeks? No.
I think if you're on the fence, and if you're coach and you're on the fence about him, that's going to lose him a starting job.
If he starts and he becomes a stud, and I'll actually be like, I like it. I think it's cool that he comes in with a boombox. I'm just saying, typically you want to see guys kind of earn it first. Now, if Shadur's the starting quarterback, he was drafted first overall, like a lot of us thought he was going to be. It doesn't bug me as much, honestly. It's just the optics, like you said. It's the optics of it. It's not that big of a deal, and we'll move on. I said I wanted to follow up and see what his response was to this, and we got it. I'm fine with the response. It wasn't over the top one way or the other. I'm glad he didn't take it to a negative. It was more positive than not. Doesn't sound like he quite believes him or cares, but he kind of downplayed the whole thing. So I'm good with that.
Sounds like he's better than his followers.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure his followers don't really like Dylan Gabriel or Joe Flacco, for that matter. Anybody that's in his way, they're not going to like him.
Well, I like Dylan Gabriel and Joe Flacco just fine.
Yeah, I'm shocked that Shador's going to be a third string quarterback. At first, I thought he'd be first rounder. Then I thought he'd start, and then I'm thinking, oh, according to Browns media, it doesn't even look like he's going to make the team. But I think Pickett's going to be maybe the odd man out. 22 minutes after the hour. Short show today. We got Rockies coming up. Can they get it? Can they get the series win over the Los Angeles Dodgers? Clayton Kershaw's pitching today. Ooh. But they're finding some magic. Can they keep it rolling? What did we learn? Coming up next.
The two-man gang, Cody the Weather Guy and Front Range Spare Change. We do more than just radio. We have the best podcasts around. Get them all on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and 1310kfka.com.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
All right, what did we learn on this only an hour and a half show? We don't have many days of these short programs left. What did we learn? Shador did the right thing. It's all right. Good job. Good response. Liked it. It's fine. It's all good. Broncos traded Devon Vele. Got a couple of picks out of the deal. not a bad trade. They got a 2026 fourth round pick and a 2027 seventh round pick. He was a seventh round pick. I think Devon was going to kind of be the odd man out. So, yeah, I'm good with that. It was a great move by the Broncos. I think a lot of these young receivers, until proven otherwise, were kind of interchangeable. So, yeah, I think Pat Bryant's going to be the stud, though. Watch out for him. Big year coming up for him. Mike, what'd you learn?
I agree with you on Devon Bailey, and I learned that I am turning people's minds, changing their minds about my puns.
Yeah, I don't like them at all, but you keep doing them, and people kind of like them. So, I don't know.
Do I get another Demerit Thomas?
No. Is that a thing now? Rockies are coming up. Jack Corrigan, Jerry Schimmel. We got a big one today. We're going to win the series against the Dodgers. Let's go. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.